Test 64, Section 2, Question 12. And here, we're looking for what principle helps justify the reasoning above. So what's going to help strengthen this? And it says, the government is being urged to prevent organizations devoted to certain views on human nutrition from advocating a diet that includes large portions of uncooked meat, because eating uncooked meat can be very dangerous. So people are saying that you need to prevent people from saying eat uncooked meat because it's bad. However, this purported fact does not justify the government silencing the group. So that sounds like your conclusion, meaning this purported fact that it can be very dangerous doesn't justify silencing them. For surely the government would not be justified in silencing a purely political group merely on the grounds that the policies the group advocates could be harmful to some members of society. So it's saying, well, you shouldn't silence a political group just because some of their views might be harmful. The same should be true for silencing groups with certain views on human nutrition. So it's saying the same thing applies to nutrition. Now, with this one, this is basically an argument from comparison or analogy. And so the principle that would help justify it is, if it wouldn't be justified for a political thing, it shouldn't be justified for a nutritional thing. So A, the government should not silence any group for advocating a position that a significant proportion of society believes to be beneficial. Well, the problem is we don't know that a significant proportion of society believes it to be beneficial. We don't know that. And the government ought to do whatever is in the best interest of society. Well, the problem here is we don't know what's in the best interest of society. And so that isn't really a principle that would help. One ought to advocate a position only if one believes that it is true or would be beneficial. That's about what we should or shouldn't advocate. It's not about what the government should or should not do. The government ought not to silence an opinion merely on the grounds that it could be harmful to disseminate the opinion. Well, that's actually a pretty good one, because it's saying, and that's kind of a principle that's assumed here, in that the government shouldn't silence things that are just dangerous. And one ought to urge the government to do things, those things the government is justified. That's about what people should or should not urge the government to do. It's not about what the government should do. And so therefore, answer choice D is going to be our best one. That's a principle that says they shouldn't silence things just because they're dangerous. So that's our correct answer.